This is a production of
Kids Save the World.
It's time.
Are you ready?
Welcome to the super secret hive.
Hello?
Julie, where are you?
I'm here.
I'm pretty sure I would see you if you were here with me.
Wait, didn't you say to meet you at the hive?
I said the SS Hive.
Yeah, SS. Super Secret Hive. I'm here.
Oh, my bad. I meant the other SS Hive.
I thought there was only one hive.
I'll explain more later. I'm in the SS Hive, the Super Submarine Hive.
Wait, what? You're in a submarine?
Yep, and it's totally amazing. But it would be way more fun with friends, so hurry up and get down here. And don't forget to bring all the people listening.
Okay, I'm tracking your GPS coordinates. Mike! It looks like you're right in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle! Not good!
Yikes! I was wondering why I was getting attacked by giant squid.
Mike, you've got to get out of there!
No worries. I will just hang a quick left here and... Nope, that's my right. Okay, I should be out of harm's way now. Alright, what do you see?
Looks like you're out of danger. Phew! Still in the Atlantic Ocean, heading north towards Maine. Okay, logging in to my teleportation app. We'll be there in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Here at the Hive,
the super secret hive,
we'd love to have fun and to feel alive. Our world is full of incredible things.
Whoa!
With so many questions, your help will see us through.
Here at the Hive, we'll have no fear of doubt.
With all of you, we will figure it out.
This is so cool! How did you find this thing?
Well, as you know, I love all animals, but mostly wiener dogs.
Of course.
And I was doing some research on the wired hair wiener dog, which is so cute, by the way. But then I saw a button on this website that said, click here to see other animals that start with the letter W. So I did.
Okay.
And the next thing I know, I'm looking at an incredible creature. A mammal I have never even heard of. The more I read about it, the more I knew we had to try to go see one.
Okay, so I definitely want to hear about that animal, but that still doesn't explain the submarine.
I'm actually not sure how I got here.
Oh, don't you worry about the plot details.
Oh, hey, Mr. Spirit.
I didn't know you'd be here.
Of course. As members of the Hive, it is our responsibility to explore our world together. Remember, you have been chosen. Anyway, sorry I'm late. I was busy installing the new virtual assistant in the submarine. I call it the B-E-T-S-Y.
A virtual assistant? Cool! What do those letters stand for?
Okay, you got me. They don't stand for anything. It's just the voice of Betsy the Bee from last time. All you need to do is say, hey, Betsy, and ask her your questions. She may not know all the answers, but she's learning.
Cool. Okay. Hey, Betsy, what's the weather right now?
Currently, we appear to be surrounded by lots and lots of rain.
Thanks, Betsy, but maybe it's just a lot of water. Since we're underwater?
Oh, sorry. I got confused.
Hey, Betsy, how deep is this water?
According to my calculations, it is approximately... extremely deep.
Mr. Spirit, what's our mission today?
Mike mentioned that he discovered a type of mammal in the ocean that he wanted to take you all to see.
Right. It's called the bowhead whale. Is our mission to learn all about this species of whale?
That's for you to find out.
Mr. Spirit, we are up for the task. But before you leave, just one quick question. Mr. Spirit?
Oh man, he did it again. Luckily, we've got this sweet submersible in our trusty BETSY system. Hey, Betsy, are you detecting any bowhead whales?
No. The bowhead whale only lives in the world's coldest waters. Keep heading north.
You got it, Betsy. Tally-ho!
Mike, look! What is that up ahead?
It looks like a pod of dolphins.
Oh my gosh! I love dolphins!
Slow down!
My dearies, you simply must be careful when traversing these waters. You could have clipped us.
We are so sorry. We will definitely be more careful. This is your home, and we are just visiting. Julie, first we can understand bees talking, and now dolphins?
This is awesome.
Him. I can hear you, you know. I may be an older dolphin, but my sonar is still tip-top. Am I to assume that you two are humans?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Julie, and this is Mike. It is so nice to meet you.
Charmed, I'm sure. I'm Dame Judy Trench, the dolphin. Obviously. And I have just one question for you. May you please explain what this is?
Oh, that's an easy one. That's a plastic bag. I use them all the time when I go grocery shopping.
Well, then what the blazes is it doing here where I live? Do I look like I go grocery shopping?
No, ma'am. Where did you find it?
I was out looking for lunch and came upon what I thought was a juicy jellyfish. I went in to have a nibble and ended up almost choking to death on this bag.
Oh, no!
How in the world did a plastic bag from a grocery store make it all the way out here in the middle of the ocean?
Mike, I think I read about this giant patch of trash in the Pacific Ocean. It's like twice the size of Texas.
A patch of trash? In the ocean?
It's true. My cousins have seen it. In fact, it's made many of them sick. And that patch in the Pacific is not the only one.
That's terrible.
Oh, look! Here comes my good friend, Sir Ian Magellan, the sea turtle. He had a run-in with something similar to the plastic bag the other day. Do you remember what that was, good sir? Are you feeling better?
Why, yes. Yes, I am. Thank you very much. I was attacked by these thin cylindrical devices that apparently humans use to inhabit liquid into their beings.
Cylindrical devices?
Does he mean drinking straws?
Yes, straws. I do believe that's what I heard some humans call them.
But I love straws. I didn't know they could be so dangerous to you all.
Yes, I'm sure straws are a lovely time, but I have heard that many of you only use them once, then dispose of them in the garbage receptacle. It seems quite nonsensical to have an item created to only be used once, but for it to exist forever.
Indeed. While I have seen humans put straws and bags into the trash receptacles, I have also seen some of those receptacles overflowing with other rubbish. All it takes is one gust of wind, and those items can end up in a river, or even this ocean. Those straws and bags will continue to harm our way of life for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us. We wanted to let you know that we are members of an elite group called The Hive, and we will do our best to spread this information to everyone on the team.
Well, it's the least you could do. My poor cousin Harrison is still feeling ill from all of that poppycock. What are you all doing out here, if I may ask?
We are on a quest to find the bowhead whales.
Jolly good. You are on the right track. Keep heading north till Greenland. I believe you'll find many of them in the Cetacean Club. From what I've heard, it's quite a hip place and is host to the best whale song this side of Liverpool. Cheerio!
Good day to you both and to all of you out there listening. Remember, as I always say, swim with porpoise. Cheerio!
Cheerio!
Cornflake!
Oh dear.
Mike, do you hear that?
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm pretty hungry.
No, listen!
Oh, that! It sounds like whale song. Like jazzy whale song.
What's the password?
Oh, hi, I'm Mike and this is...
Password.
Great question. Hey, Mike, what do you think would be a good password for a hip underwater jazz club full of bowhead whales?
I've got this. Hey, Betsy, What do you think would be a good password for a hip underwater jazz club full of bowhead whales?
The password is... password.
Password?
Correct. You may enter.
Hey, Betsy, how did you know the password was going to be password?
It's the number one password in the human world. Whales are mammals, too, so, statistically speaking.
Impressive, Betsy.
Wow, this place is quite the dive.
Good one.
Well, 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 what do we have here?
Oh, hi, I'm Julie, and this is...
You two don't look like whales. Wait a swimming seahorse minute. You're humans!
Humans?
Uh-oh.
We can explain. Mike, explain.
Yes. So I was researching my favorite animal, the wiener dog.
Listen, humans have not been kind to us over the years. We've been hunted, and our ecosystem is being destroyed by the carelessness of humans around the world.
Oh, we are definitely not here to hunt you.
That's true. In fact, we just met Dame Judy Trench and Sir Ian Magellan a little south of here, and they shared some of the problems that you all have been having. We want to help.
Aw, we love Judy. Did she mention how her cousin Harrison is doing?
I don't think he's doing well.
That's a real shame.
What's wrong with him anyways?
There are many challenges that we creatures of the sea are facing today. But there is one thing that is worse than the rest.
We want to help. What is it that's hurting the ocean so much?
Plastic!
Like plastic bags?
And plastic straws?
That's just the tip of the iceberg. Hit it!
It's time for us to share our frustrations.
We hope that it don't sound like some accusations.
But when we eat them during our migrations, something isn't right, and we need investigations.
Listen to our plight and to our observations.
Take it from a cetacean.
Let's say it's time for dinner and the table set, but it turns out what you're eating is a fishing net.
It's gotta go.
I am not eating that.
It's gotta go.
Swimming up the coastline and the sun's looking bright. Then your sister eats a bottle and she don't look right.
It's gotta go.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
It's gotta go.
It's gotta go, it's gotta go, it's gotta go. The plastic's got to go.
It's gotta go.
Reduce, reuse, recycle is the name of the game. And trying to ignore this is a crying shame.
It's gotta go.
We all can make a difference.
It's gotta go. Whales, turtles, dolphins aren't the only ones to save.
The fish you like to eat don't feel so well beneath this wave.
So when you think of ways to make the world a better place,
just think of us and how you might be able to replace plastic bottles, plastic lids,
plastic bags, plastic straws, plastic cups and plates and cutlery, and all of this because
where there's a whale,
there's a way. Say it with me.
It's gotta go, it's gotta go, it's gotta go. The plastic's got to go.
Such talented musicians.
You sure know how to wail.
Why, thank you. We have been making music together for a very, very long time.
Yeah, almost 200 years.
200 years? How old are you anyways?
Us bowheads are some of the oldest mammals on the planet.
Wow, we're so glad we got to meet you. We will do our best to help you and the rest of the sea creatures around the world.
Absolutely. Maybe one day we'll meet again.
We'd like that.
Goodbye.
They sure were nice. Hey, that reminds me. We need to change our password.
Mr. Spirit, we're ready for you.
Oh, you are you? Cue the pop quiz music. So, what was your mission today?
It was not to meet the bowhead whales. Although, that was pretty awesome as they are the jazz musicians of the ocean. But it was to discover a problem that is getting worse in all of the bodies of water around the world.
Correct. And what is this problem?
Humans use a lot of plastic, and a lot of that plastic is ending up in the ocean. While some plastic is super helpful in our daily lives, so much of it is only used once and then thrown away, like a plastic bag or a cup.
Yeah, and plastic things don't decompose and eventually go away like paper products do. They stick around. Forever.
Correct. So while the world still uses a lot of plastic, what can you do to help?
Here at The Hive, we can help our own communities by picking up trash wherever we see it, so it doesn't end up somewhere it doesn't belong.
Yeah, and if we see an overflowing trash can, maybe we just hold on to our trash until we see one that is not so full.
Also, I'm going to start using reusable containers to pack my lunches, rather than all of those plastic bags that get thrown away.
And I will use reusable bags at the grocery store instead of plastic ones. And if I forget them at home, which has been known to happen, I will just ask for paper bags.
Great ideas, everyone!
And for all of you listening, let us know what your ideas are and if you've been doing something in your hometown to help.
Yeah, it would be so cool to hear from you all.
That's all for this time.
We hope to see you on another adventure.
Here at The Hive.
Thanks for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for being here.
We're so glad you could join
Thanks
us.
Thanks for stopping by The Hive.
Our world is full of incredible things.
Whoa.
We want to see what tomorrow will bring.
Let's go.
Enjoy our adventure. So much that we can do. With so many questions, your help will see us through.
Here at The Hive, we'll have no fear of doubt.
With all of you, we will figure it out.
Written, produced, and performed by Julian Mutt.
Learn more at hereatthehive.com.